Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
We'd like to welcome Zunaira Qureshi to the podcast. Zunaira, how are you doing? Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Robert. I'm really good. How about you?
Good, thank you. So Zunaira, let's introduce you to the audience by giving them a bit of a background from you. Can we learn about your academic background, please?
Yeah, sure. Robert, I actually started my academia when I first got enrolled in applied biosciences during my undergrad degree in the National University of Sciences and Technology, NUST. And NUST is basically Pakistan's top, one of the top universities. This program basically that was offered interdisciplinary curriculum within the field of biosciences. And then right after my undergrad, I got enrolled in biomedical sciences for my MPhil degree in the biomedical engineering and sciences department within the same university. And this time again, the degree was multidisciplinary degree, which equipped me with the knowledge of STEM. So to sum it up, basically, I did my BS degree in applied biosciences and my MPhil degree in biomedical sciences.
So Zunaira, can we ask a question about the motivation? So what got you interested in applied biosciences as an undergraduate degree?
Basically, I had there were two things that motivated me. One of which is basically I actually wanted to be a researcher. And when I was in my seventh grade, the class fellows around me, they asked our teacher about the roadmap to becoming a doctor. But I was the only one who asked my teacher on how a person can become a researcher. So being a researcher was actually the first thing that intrigued me when I was in my seventh grade. And then there was another thing that is basically that I actually wanted to do something big that could change the lives of millions of people. And I felt like this is the field that could help me in achieving this thing. So these are the two motivations actually that keep me going in this field.
Certainly, it's very interesting. And let's describe a bit, because you had mentioned these as interdisciplinary programs. Can you describe a little bit about what that means? What that meant or what that actually meant for the academic learning that you got?
Yeah, sure. Basically, the applied biosciences degree basically consisted of a touch of all the biomedical fields like biotechnology, microbiology, immunology, and all the cancer immunotherapy and the like. But in my MS biomedical sciences degree, I studied about biomedical instrumentation, and then there was biomechanics, and then it was basically a mixture of engineering and biology. So because it was being offered in biomedical engineering department. So this is how it is the interdisciplinary field.
Great, that's great. Now, were there any particular areas of research that you had in academia that you were focused on?
So my research is basically on drug discovery, drug delivery systems, diabetes management, pain management, and I also worked on developing a few cardiovascular and electromedical devices. But as part of my research, I actually discovered a novel drug for type 2 diabetes. And I believe that this drug has a potential to reverse type 2 diabetes, but it is too early to say this. Obviously, it needs further testing before we can say. So another thing that I developed was actually, I was part of a team who developed a novel pain-relieving formulation. And this formulation is basically ready for commercialization as well. And till date, I have filed two patents and on these two basically prototypes. And I have published three papers till date.
So can you describe the patents then to us, Zunaira? Just a brief summary. I'm sure there's a lot that went into them. But just a brief touch point on what they covered.
Yeah, so the first patent is, as I told, that I discovered a novel drug for type 2 diabetes. So my first patent is actually on that. It is basically a polyherbal extract-based drug. we actually formed a pharmaceutical formulation out of this drug and tested it for in vitro studies. And it's in vivo studies and other study, ex vivo studies are in progress right now. But the patent is actually on the novel drug against type 2 diabetes. And the second patent is actually on the pain relieving formulation that we have developed. So basically in this patent, what we did was commercially available balm named Vintogeno that is like a really good pain relieving formulation. But we actually wanted to enhance it further. So we add a few active pharmaceutical ingredients and a few penetration enhancers in the formulation and made a novel, a new formulation out of it. And this is basically the second patent that I have filed.
Well, congratulations. I know you've done this. I won't share your actual age to the audience, but given that you went right from your bachelor's to your master's and onwards, I know that you're quite early in your career. So that's a phenomenal start. Susanna, can we take up from there? So from a professional perspective, please guide us through your path.
So actually, when I was enrolled in my MS degree and I started working on my thesis, I actually started working as a research assistant in the lab where I was doing my final year project. So during that time, I worked on multiple projects, and some of them were quite challenging as well. But this was the time when I got the extensive research experience, and this was actually under my supervisor, Dr. Murtaza, who encouraged me to work on these multiple projects. And after I completed my MS, I joined MDDC NHT facility as an intern. This is the same facility that I'm working in as assistant director research nowadays.
Sorry, Zanera, let's just back up a moment. So for those in the audience that haven't heard of the name, can you describe what MDDC is, please?
Yeah, MDDC NHT is basically Pakistan's first research-driven medical devices industry. And it actually consists of two arms, one of which is MDDC, which is Medical Devices Development Center. And MDDC is basically, it was established for designing and developing medical devices so that they may be manufactured in Pakistan as cost-effective devices. So in 2020, this project was completed, and actually this initiative was taken by our government. So in 2020, when this project got completed, our Prime Minister visited the facility, and the government was really impressed by the work that was done within three years. And so they actually directed us to our director to establish another facility under another arm, which is the commercial arm of MDDC. It goes by the name of Innovative Health Technologies, NHT. So right now, NHT basically manufactures and commercializes the medical devices that we develop in MDDC. So I hope this clarifies about the MDDC NHT facility.
It does. Thank you very much. And I can imagine that many other countries, particularly in the last few years, have identified the importance of locally developed and locally designed, or locally produced, I should say, both medical devices and medications as well. So certainly can appreciate the need for it.
Yeah, basically by manufacturing these devices locally, the country can exclude the burden of the imports or taxation that is associated with these medical devices. And so a large number of the patients can be benefited from these devices. Okay. So,
So Zanera, you had mentioned that you had been a volunteer first at MDDC, and then we jumped to you being an AD. So can you describe the path that you took, please, from your first volunteering steps to your current role?
Yeah, basically, I actually joined MDDC NHT as an intern. And while as an intern, I actually worked on the product development for different products that will come in the market in the next 2 to 3 years. And after that, I actually started working as an intern, I actually started working in the research office. So later, they appointed me as assistant director research in the same research office. So my responsibilities right now in the MDDC research office are to plan the R&D projects and then addressing the challenges that we encounter during the research and testing phase, and then facilitating the teams to complete the project within deadline. And once some project is completed, my responsibility include to disseminate the research in the form of research papers, filing of patents, trademark registration, and then identifying and reaching out to the industries for transferring technology. And in the end, I'm also responsible for developing connections and collaboration with potential academic and industrial partners, which may be of for the MDDC NHT facility.
Excellent. That's phenomenal. And so, Zara, let's describe a little bit the types of things currently under development at MDDC. So I know that there's a bit of work going on in the cardiovascular space. Can you share with us a little bit about what MDDC has been working on?
So when MDDC was established in 2020, it actually started, the initiative was taken in 2017, and MDDC was completely established in 2020. And by the time, it had two products, one is coronary stents and PTCA catheters. And after after the Prime Minister visited the facility, and so we worked on some other products as well. These include diagnostic angiographic catheter, then drug eluting stents, and there's also electromedical devices section that has been added recently during the COVID-19 pandemic. In this section, we have designed the ventilator, cost-effective ventilators, and powered air purifying respirators. So right now, these are the devices that have been developed, and we are actually working on developing non-compliant balloon catheters and next-generation DES drug eluting stent and some other devices like this.
Great, that's phenomenal. So Nara, we like to ask our guests to provide some advice to early careerists and students. I know you're, in essence, you yourself are almost an early careerist, but could you give, for others who are interested in research or others are interested in following a similar path where they're looking at getting into the biomedical engineering component, looking at the design, looking at drug design in particular, could you give some advice to people who are earlier in their career and what types of areas they should focus on to help build their skills towards that?
So basically, I have there are two pieces of advice that I would like to give. One is that I would suggest the early career researchers or students to basically identify their passion within the field. Like, what is the thing that keeps them tick, or what is the thing that they find value in? It might be some disease that does not have any cure right now. So they may find their passion in finding a cure for it. So once they find their passion, I would suggest to get associated with some lab and start working on it. And like, you may have to work some extra hours at first, but once you get the hang of it, it will be easier for you and you will find your way. So this is like my first advice, is to basically identify the passion. And my second advice is actually for the people who are having a tough time because of their peers or seniors, or the people who are actually being bullied or facing negative criticism, or are a victim of some sort of politics. So for you guys, I would like to say that please never give up, because we already know that there is a support system that you have, that who believes in you, who know that you can achieve something in your life. But let me tell you one more thing today, that is that your abuser or critics, they also believe in your ability, and they think that you are better than them. That is why they are doing this to you in the first place. So my advice is to just know this and stay focused on achieving your dreams. and you will find your way.
That's phenomenal advice, Inara, and I'm sure that you may have encountered a few things along the way, particularly advancing as quickly as you have. So I will appreciate that advice very much. And let me pick up on that point about people who support you along the way. We'd like to give our guests a chance to acknowledge people that have been mentors or supporters to them. I'd like to give you the exact same opportunity, please.
Yeah, I actually have a list of mentors.
Okay.
Because, I think it is clear from, because it's not easier task to achieve a few things that I have in life without the mentors. So I have a few people. The first one is basically I had some seniors during my undergrad who helped me through the process and guided me. These are Isra Mahmood and Akif Javed, and there was my academic advisor, Dr. Sadia Zaid. She also helped me during the process. And the next person is Arslan Amir. This is the person who actually made me understand how a research question is found, designed, and how a methodology is designed for evaluating the research question. So because of him, I think he was the first person who told me how to conduct the research, and because of which I achieved so much till date. So the next two people are actually my supervisors, the undergrad supervisor, Dr. Ramiza, and the postgrad supervisor, Dr. Murtaza. And I would like to thank them for their support and for giving me the opportunity to play around in a lab, actually. So I would especially like to thank Dr. Murtaza for always setting the bar higher for me and for believing in me with the most difficult projects. And I believe that he played a very important role in whoever I have become today. And the last person that I would like to thank is Mr. Harris Ali. So when I joined MDD CNHT facility as an intern, he was actually the deputy general manager of the team I worked in. So he was very helpful, and he guided me on how to deal with difficult situations and for standing up for myself again in these situations. So I would like to thank all these people because they played a very important role in who I am today. So that's all.
Well, and thank you for those people as well for paving the way and helping you along the way, because I'm sure the impacts you'll have on society will be quite impressive in the years to come. So and Zunera, in fairness, we'd keep you for much longer time. I think what we're hoping to do certainly as we have future discussions related to drug discovery, future discussions related to medical device design as well, we'll certainly have you back to address some topics in particular, and hopefully to a wider audience at the same time. But we very much appreciate your time today, and look forward to following your progress in the years to come.
Thank you, Robert, for having me today, and for providing me the opportunity to represent Pakistan. So thank you so much.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labop.org. That's labopp.org.